The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Next up, aviation needs to be prioritised when it comes to Ireland's economic growth. That's according to my next guest. Anita Mendurata is Special Advisor to the UN Secretary General of UN Tourism. Anita, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me with you.
You're very welcome. Tell us a little bit about why you believe Ireland needs to look beyond the United States and the European Union when it comes to growth, particularly in the tourism sector.
Thank you very much. I think what's really important about your question and just this whole topic, and that's why I'm actually in Dublin at the moment, is the fact that we've seen globally countries around the world are needing to relook partnerships. The US, for instance, and all of the issues that's been coming around with tariffs, has made it very clear that something is like tariffs can either be used to promote a country or to punish. And this is where, in many ways, countries have been forced to re-examine their partnerships. And when we look at Ireland and the relationship it has with the US, with the EU, they're very much, there's a dependency there. And we've seen, sadly, in the world right now, predictability is very rare. We're sitting in a situation where globally countries are having to really relook their energy supply, their support in terms of government partnerships. And Ireland is in exactly the same situation as many countries. So it's a good thing that this has now come to the table, because ultimately, when we look at the future of Ireland, it is enormously strong looking at how it repositions itself in the world in terms of economic partnerships and just in general bilateral relationships.
We have been very good, and I'm sure you'll know this, at attracting Americans to come to Ireland. A lot of that is down to the fact that a lot of Americans have Irish heritage. We're seen as the first geographical stop on a tour of Europe. And it's difficult to change those patterns, isn't it, that have developed over decades and decades. It's hard to turn the tanker.
It is indeed. And this is why aviation is so important, because ultimately, when it comes to any destination in the world, putting out an invitation for people to come and to come back, and that's a really important part of Irish tourism, is the repeat visitation. Ultimately, they can't do that without the airlift. That connectivity is vital. And within the aircraft, the belly of the aircraft is critical for cargo. So this is where, from the point of view of global development, it's very important for a country like Ireland to look at aviation as a fundamental lever, because no matter how strong partnerships are, literally, if people can't get to the destination, there's no opportunity for growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are conversations happening at a legislative level here around the Dublin Airport passenger cap, and there are those who have great concerns around that for environmental reasons, but also when it comes to the infrastructure that we have here on the ground. Can the infrastructure, our roads, the airport itself at Dublin, support an increase in the number of passengers? How do you address those? I mean, do you need to do both in tandem? If you're going to lift the cap, you've got to address the infrastructure problems at the same time.
Indeed. And you've also mentioned, very importantly, the environmental challenges that are coming with aviation. But this is where, if we look at whether it's, for instance, Aer Lingus, if we look at especially Ryanair, which has a massive fleet, over 500 aircraft, what's very important is that these airlines are actually investing in new fleet and expanding their fleet, but they're doing it with aircraft manufacturers that are very much focused on sustainable aviation. So if we look at, for instance, Michael O'Leary's investment into Airbus and its new aircraft, those are aircraft that are reducing emissions enormously. So while the number of passengers might be increasing the number of aircraft, the impact it's having environmentally is decreasing significantly, which is a very good thing.
But how is that happening? Because we hear about new fuel that is coming on stream, but it hasn't yet. It's not in use yet. So how are the emissions being achieved?
It's an important question, because it's twofold. One, it's the actual aircraft that's manufactured. So for instance, the Airbus, the Neo that's being utilized, they're much lighter. Their usage of sustainable aviation fuel is immediate, which is an 80% reduction in terms of the emissions that are coming through. And just in terms of the overall design, all of it is working towards a lesser environmental impact. So it's twofold. It's the aircraft itself and it's the fuel that's going into it. And that's really important because when we look at sustainable aviation fuel, it really is a plug and play. So many aircrafts can already utilize it. The challenge is there isn't enough of it and it's very high cost. So it's a move that's happening. What's unfortunate right now, especially with the issues in the Middle East, is the impact it's having on fuel. Mm-hmm. Because technically speaking, 30% of the operating cost before the crisis was in fuel. And now it's just escalating and airlines have never been high margin industries.
Yeah, just when it comes to emissions, I mean, there are suggestions that without significant action, emissions that come from aviation could triple by the year 2050. And if we look back at what happened between 2013 and 2018, aviation emissions increased by 32%. So from a climate change perspective, is it right that we continue to drive on with aviation and say that it is ripe for expansion when it may be doing more harm than good?
Well, it's fundamentally important, not just from the point of view of the expansion, but if you look at it, I mean, technically, Ireland is an island economy. And so it is necessary that we have aviation. I think what's important is about the fact that when it comes to something like, again, sustainable aviation fuel, which really is the deal breaker when it comes to reducing emissions, this is where the role of government is fundamentally important because we know how to produce it. It's scaling it up that's really important. And that's where investment needs to come through in terms of the manufacturing, storage, distribution. So technically, any country in the world cannot grow without aviation growth. The question is, how do we make sure that aviation growth is healthy? And this is where government and industry need to work very closely to make sure that the solutions which do exist are invested in to be able to scale them up so that they can be utilized. And that goes right back to economic impact.
So to come back then to the Irish example and to change how we think about who we attract to Ireland. Where do you think the opportunity lies for this country?
Yeah, that's an important question that you were asking, because if we look at where the dependency is right now, and you're right when you said earlier about the US market, that's 50% of tourism. But what's beautiful to see is that there's a great deal of interest coming in from Asia. We know that there's the current crisis undertaking in terms of the Middle East at the moment, but we will get through that and tourism will pick up again in that market. Ireland has always been an incredibly inviting, incredibly endearing destination. And as you said, it's very much an entry point going into Europe as well for a number of travelers. So this is where the opportunity is lying east. I think what's also very important, that one of the great appeals of Ireland as a destination is the Irish people. And it is an environment where people are incredibly hospitable. There's nowhere more charming in the world. And granted, I'm biased because I have family in Ireland, but it is one of the most beautiful destinations in the world for people to come and explore. And we're seeing coming out of COVID especially, people don't want to do the multi-stop travel anymore. They want to be somewhere and feel where they are, not just see where they are. And that's where Ireland is in a very strong position, because the values of the Irish people over and above the experience of being in Ireland is incredibly appealing. And that's where, when you look at matching with countries that, you know, again, many in Asia, those travelers want to go somewhere where they feel welcome. They feel that they can engage with the people rather than simply taking photographs and moving on. And also we've seen that it's about managing how we avoid the crowds. And this is where Ireland has the opportunity to now look further east. But that's where, again, the aviation routes need to be there so that people can indeed travel across.
Well, this is the problem that we have had, particularly with high value visitors, that they're just bouncing through. You know, they'll head to Ireland, then they'll go to Scotland, they'll spend time in London, yes, and perhaps go on to Paris. So you're saying the trick is to convince them to stay here for a longer period of time.
Absolutely. And that's where what's important for any destination in the world. There are effectively five metrics. Yes, it's the number of arrivals, but it's also how much money is spent, the length of stay that any traveler has in a destination, but also critically the dispersion. They're going beyond Dublin. They're going beyond gateway cities. So that's where, from a destination point of view, it really is about showcasing Ireland as a whole, rather than, as you say, an entry point to be able to then carry on on into Europe. And Tourism Ireland is an incredible, incredible organization, and how they've really celebrated Ireland as a whole rather than simply it being a gateway. But it really is about making sure that people do indeed come. And then importantly, the fifth metric is repeat visitation, bringing them back. And this is where, again, when we look at whether it's, and even linking to the previous conversation you've just had, whether it's utilization of sport or of arts and culture, being able to bring people back, because that's the opportunity to spread them through the year, not simply in primary holiday periods.
Mm-hmm. Anita, thank you for joining us. Anita Mendurata, who is speaking at the Global Trade Summit here in Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.